John 3:16, let's talk again about the name of Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I want you to see in him, whosoever believeth in him. There's a route to understand the name of Jesus that really clears things up. For me, whosoever believeth in him shall have what? Life. Now look at the next verse. You'll see this clearly. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now we're doing this so that you'll understand the importance of the name of Jesus. Now look at the next verse. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed what? In the name. Not the person, the name. No condemnation if we believe in that name. Now look at the final verse of this chapter. He that believeth on the Son hath life. Believeth what? On the Son hath life. I looked at John 20. Just going to build my case first. You'll see this. Because of the passage of time and the fact that names are not as significant as they used to be, it helps us to look at the details. Verse 31, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life. How? Through his name. Life through his what? Name. Now we just read that life came through the Son of God. Now we read it comes through the name of the Son of God. Now which is it? Well, look at Romans chapter 10. Verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. And yet we read, it's believing in him. It's through him that we're saved. And which is it? Well, look at verse 11. This same chapter. Whosoever believeth what? On him shall not be ashamed. In other words, your salvation is sure and secure. The blessings and the benefits of God belong to you. There isn't any doubt about that. If you believe what? On him. If you believe on him, you have life. And through him, you are saved. But if you believe on the Son, you have life. You believe on him, you're unashamed. But we also read if you believe on the name, you're not condemned. You have life and you're saved. Now, which is it? Is it him or his name? Look at 1 John. Chapter 4, verse 9. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live, how? So it's through him, through the very Son of God, that we have life. We might live through him. But then look over at chapter 5, verse 11. This is a record that God hath given to us, eternal life. This life is what? Life is in the Son. But we already read that life is also in the name. Now, which did you believe? In the Son or the name of the Son? You're getting my drift, aren't you? Look at verse 13, same chapter. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name. If you believe on the name, you have what?
Life.
Now, which is it? What saves? What do you believe? You know the famous verse in Acts chapter 2, isn't it? None other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation's in him, salvation's in his name.